I can't wait for you to listen to this episode today. It was so inspiring. I loved so many things that our guest shared about comparing the corporate world and not traditional 9-to-5s to the world of network marketing. Enjoy.
Welcome to the MLM You Decide podcast.
We're your hosts, Janine Finney and Laura Evans.
Each week, we'll bring you conversations about the good and the misunderstood aspects of MLM, multi-level marketing, network marketing.
It's time to get informed because making a decision with only half the information could be the most expensive decision you make.
Let's dive into today's episode.
We have a very special guest with us today. I would like to read her bio and tell you a little bit about her. Maria Williams is a wife, mother, and entrepreneur. She was born in Brazil and immigrated to the U.S. when she was a baby. She grew up in Massachusetts and attended the University of Massachusetts, majoring in business with a minor in human resources. Maria spent 20 years as a human resources manager in the manufacturing industry in Massachusetts before moving to Arizona and starting a whole new career in network marketing. Maria has now built a multi-million dollar business from home. She loves helping people achieve their dreams and goals of financial and time freedom. She spends her spare time enjoying time with her husband and two sons. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me on here. I'm humbled and honored to be here.
We are excited to hear from you. Why don't you just start out by telling us your story, how you found your way into network marketing, and if you had any experiences with network marketing before, what was your opinion, that kind of thing, too.
Yeah, so 11 years ago with the bad economy, my husband's job got totally eliminated. We lived in Massachusetts. And so he got a transfer here to Arizona, where we live now in Arizona. And I was in HR, human resources, for over 20 some years on the the corporate side and manufacturing. And I worked 50, 60, 70 hours a week. I never saw my two boys growing up. And when he said, you know, this opportunity for us to move, I said, you know what, I will move. But one thing, I'm not working these 50, 67 hours. The boys are teenagers, like going into, well, they were 9 and 11, teenage. I was seeing those teenage years coming. And I said, I want to be a present mom. I want to be around. I don't know how Arizona is. I've never lived here. We have no family, no friends. I mean, I have to I really felt I had to be present for them. And so he said, yep, sure, not a problem. And so we moved here. And I know I took some time off, but I knew that eventually I had to do something. It was funny. I had forgotten this. And I just remembered the other day, I told my husband I wanted to go back home more often, right? I wanted to go back home and see my mom and dad and my family. And he said, okay, we're going to put you on a budget. And I went, what? A budget? Like, what are you talking about? I've worked since I was 16 years old, always had my money. This was the first time that I didn't have my own money. And, you know, it felt a little uncomfortable. But, you know, we were fine. But when I started, like, wanting more, and then he was going to put me on a budget, and I said, okay, then I'll create my own budget. And so that, you know, I so believe putting that out into the universe, right? It's like, what am I going to do, right? I remember clearly I was praying and like having this conversation with God, like, what am I going to do? What can I do? I just wanted flexibility. That's all I wanted was flexibility. Be able to be that present mom, to be at their, you know, swim meets, football meet, you know, football games, and be there for them and then work, weave in between. Like, what was there that I could do? I had no clue, but I just knew there had to be something. And so my neighbor came over one day for the boys, her boys and my boys to play in the pool. And she said, hey, I've got something for you to watch. And I'm like, okay. Showed me a video and I was hooked. I was into nutrition, right? So, I mean, it just caught my attention. And I'm like, well, tell me, how do I do this, right? And it was network marketing. And I didn't have any negative opinion of network marketing. I didn't have any positive or negative. I really didn't know a lot. So in my 20s, my parents and my aunt got involved in a network marketing company, and they really recruited me because I could speak Portuguese and English, and we were in a Portuguese community. But it just didn't, you know, interest me. I was young and single, and I was not really looking at this, but I will never forget seeing, I went to one big presentation, heard them speak and talk about dreaming and vision. And I was always this dreamer. I've always wanted more out of life. I've just always wanted, you know, just more. And so my aunt put on the refrigerator her dream house and where she wanted to vacation. And that just mesmerized me when I saw that. And then from that point on, I always was into, dreaming big and having a dream board or a vision of writing goals, what I wanted. But I can still see today that house that she wanted on her refrigerator. Like, this is so network marketing, right? Like, what do you want out of this? And she had her why right on that refrigerator, which she ended up getting that why. That planted the seed. Honestly, when it planted the seed, when I look back now, of personal development. So I drove 45 minutes to work, and I put in the cassette, right? Put in the cassette and listened to Wayne Dyer, Brian Tracy, you know, and just was, listening to them, right? And then I was in HR, and I bought the a 6-series cassette tape, and I bought it through the company. I'd listen to it, and then I'd give it to my employees. Like, this is for you to better yourself. So I say that my journey was kind of backwards. It was 20 years, you know, because sometimes, you know, I had success quickly when I did join. And I think a big part of it is because I had done 20 years of personal development and growth, right? That helped me move up in my career up to, you know, at one point, vice president of human resources in one of the companies I was in. So when network marketing came to me, it was like I had done all this personal development, but I didn't have the right vehicle to really be able to use that, you know, that knowledge. I was just using it for me to personally grow. Then all of a sudden, network marketing, I could use it for everyone, right? And I could use those tools that I had learned, and it helped. And I really believe that's what helped me grow quickly in this, was because of that mindset. Like, I could, if I knew that someone had done it, then I should be able to do it, right? And that was it. I just, you know, that mindset that I had that somehow, and I wasn't thinking, you know, a huge success. I just wanted some part-time income, you know, like as a mom, I just wanted an extra part-time income. I wanted to go back home and visit my family. So I wasn't looking for it because I had a 6-figure career that I walked away from. I wasn't looking for that. I just wanted part-time income. But that's how, you know, we don't realize sometimes we get involved for that reason, right? Or and then it starts to grow as we're growing, and it's growing, and that, you know, can turn into big time income. I always tell people, so yeah, we want the come in with, I just want some part time income, but there's so much potential that you don't even know that's there.
I love that. And I love your background. I can relate to what you said about being in corporate and the personal development, the self-development. I felt very similar to that in my transition too. I had learned so much, but I didn't have the vehicle that I was using for it. And, you know, I really encourage people. Every one of us comes into a business with a different background and experience. And that's why comparison, people have to be so careful about that, because, you know, where, you know, they may not have done some of that pre-work that you and I did, and they may need to catch up on some of that. But yet we have to learn, and I know I did, I had to unlearn some corporate management things, and I had to learn some new things in order to be effective as a leader of volunteers. So it was a little bit of a different transition for me. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, 2020 has been a year of transition and pivoting for people. And I think many people are reevaluating their career options, considering additional income streams that may not have been open to that before. What are some of your thoughts about how this business, this industry of network marketing, compares to the years that you spent in corporate world?
Yeah, that's a great question, because when I started, I think people look at this as this industry as it's just sales, right? So I remember when I started, I said to my husband, I said, well, I'm not a salesperson. I signed up, but I don't know if I can do this. I'm not a salesperson. And so he quickly said to me, he said, well, what happens when you find that right candidate, when you're interviewing and you find that right candidate, what do? And I said, well, I start telling them how great the company is. I start telling him about the benefits. I tell them, especially if they're relocating, where to live, where's the great school. I mean, I know everything about their background. So now I'm selling them on my company. I was selling them to take this job. And he says, yes, you're a salesperson. Everyone's a salesperson. Whatever you do, you may not have the title of a salesperson, but you are selling something. And then it was like the light bulb went off. And I'm like, that's right. You know, because when I love a book, all my friends know about it. When I love a new diet or something to try, all my friends know about it. Like, so whatever comes out. So I naturally always am sharing something that I love with people, right? So, and then I looked at, you know, what did I do as a human resource? And I think that's what sometimes people need to do is what are the skill sets that they have in their career? So I did in HR, I did recruiting. I did training. I helped develop employees, problem solving and leadership, right? I had a team, right? So you have to have some leadership skills. So one day I kind of wrote all those things down that I do. And then I looked at, well, what do you do in network marketing, right? Well, we're recruiting. We train. Once we recruit someone, we're training them. Then we're trying to develop them, right? We're trying to develop their skills so they can do what? They can rise up and be the next leader, right? Because that's what we want. We want leaders upon leaders upon leaders. That's where this comes in. So we have those skills, and that's what I try to do is I look back at when I talk to someone, whatever their background is, I just ask, what are they doing in that background? Because there's got to be two or three things that they do. Like when I talk to teachers, what do teachers do? They're educators. Our business, 50% of it is educating people, right? Educating them on the product or the service, and then educating them on how to build this business. Personal trainers, they're motivators. They inspire people like, yeah, one more rep, one more rep. So that's what this is about, right? One more phone call, one more person to reach out to. So you can connect this, I think, to every career that's out there, every profession. There are common skill sets that are used in this business that can absolutely be transferable. But people just don't see that because they don't understand that with marketing. So that's our job, to show them which skill sets they need to bring in and which that we can teach you those other skill sets.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. And bravo to your husband in helping you walk through the realization of that. That is so true. That's one of the misconceptions that people have, is that I've got to be a great salesperson. And they don't realize that whether it's parenting or whether it is teaching or whatever it is that they're doing, they're using skills to sell, especially when it's something that others are looking for and need. So what is your favorite thing about network marketing?
Wow. It's the freedom to have choices in life. Oh, I can't even say the words and I get emotional. Wow. It really is. Because as a mom, I just wanted so much for my kids, right? I wanted them to have a different life, right? I wanted them to have more opportunities. And so, sorry. I love this business. And this is what people don't understand, that you have these choices, right? To change not only your life, but your team's life. When I hear stories, I just, yesterday we just had someone in telling his story, this dad, and his, you know, he was always traveling, and his daughter said to him, Dad, can you just stay home? Can you just stay home and not travel? He was gone most of the week, and he had like a 24-hour window from getting home Friday night and leaving on Sunday again. And when your children realize that, right? And that's the thing that this business gives us. Because I just wanted to be that present mom, and it allowed me to be that present mom, like not to miss their games, to be there. I remember missing my son's like recital. He was like in, I think it was either kindergarten or first grade. And I had something at work that I should have just walked away from, right? Like it would have been there. It wouldn't have been the end of the world, but I wanted to finish it up. I rushed over to his recital and I missed his little part in it. My saving grace was there was a mom recording and I'm like, can you play that back for me? And I watched it. And then when he came up to me, he goes, Mom, I didn't see you. Did you see me? Did you see me? And I couldn't, you know, wasn't a lie. I did see him. I didn't see him live, you know, but those are the moments that you remember that this business gives you those choices to be there for your children, your grandchildren, your family, anything you want to do in life. It just gives you more choices. And that's what people don't realize, that they don't have those choices. When as a network marketer, when I got a taste of those being able to make those choices and do things that I wanted to do when I wanted to do them, and no boss to tell me anything, I'm the boss, so it's all depending on me. That's the best feeling in the world, and that's what we wish we could take our brains, right, and give that feeling, or that let someone feel that for one day. I'm telling you, if people could feel what it feels like to my two sons, one was a college swimmer and the other one is still in college, but he's a football player. And there was not last year, the year before, my husband and I, we didn't miss one game. We were gone every weekend from September all the way to December. It was either a swim meet or a football meet. And if we had traditional jobs, there's no way that we would have been able to be gone so much. And to be able to afford it, right? So it's those choices, it's those things that you don't know you're missing out on, but you are missing out on.
I love everything you're saying. And I'm a crier too. You made me immediately start crying as well. And I feel the same way. Those moments that we miss, they're priceless. And, you know, you can't get those back. And I just love that you're talking about this, because you know, I have such a desire to reach people that are in the corporate world, because I know there's a lot of people feeling the way that you felt and that I felt and that Laura has felt in missing those precious moments. And I think that's the biggest motivation for us doing this podcast, because we really, really want people to have a more accurate perception. So many people do not understand what it really looks like to do this business. I love what you said about if they could just have a moment of experiencing it, then they would really be able to determine, you know, which direction that they wanted to go in. So what do you experience as being kind of the biggest misconceptions about this business, especially among professionals? I think, you know, that's just a whole world that is so different that I would love for us to enlighten so that they would know that they have more choices. So what do you feel like are the biggest misconceptions in that area?
You know, I think it's because it's not a brick and mortar, that it's really virtual, right? We build these teams virtually, right? And so it's not like we have this business come into the business, right? So I just don't think they can visualize how can you build something so big and not having going to a building, going to an office. Like I think when, you know, think about it, when you climb that corporate ladder, right? So many times on TV, you get the office with the view, right? And so we're so ingrained of being successful is you have a business, you have a building, you have an office, right? And I really don't think that they just believe that this can be done without having those things. Because really, we take away that building, we take away all of that. And how are we building this, right? It's kind of virtual, and it's talking to people, whether it's on the phone, what we're doing right now, or one-to-one, right? You don't have that building. You don't have that office. I think if it wasn't an office and everyone had all your team members had their office that they came into, I think people would see that more as, you know, I think they see it as a little part-time thing that someone can do, but not really seeing how can I build something that big. And I do think that, you know, I do think that there are some, maybe some companies or people that have done it the wrong way. I know reading your book, The Bait and Switch, and I think today's professionals, and I think because we are finally attracting a lot of professionals, they're doing it the right way. They're having great conversations with people. They're interviewing people. They're presenting and just seeing, is it something that connects with them, that resonates with them? So I think we are doing it professionally. And like anything else, it takes time to get rid of that stigma, right? But I think as time goes on and we get more and more professionals in this business, I think people will see it as a professional, as a professional business, right? That you are a professional in this. And when it's done the right way, which I completely see it being done much more professionally these days. And in, you know, in many people that I've met in different companies, and we, you know, exchange notes on how they're doing things. I mean, I don't see, you know, and hear that bait and switch. And I think we're teaching people the right way, because I think we're more educated now, and we can look back and say, hey, this can be done professionally. So let's do it professionally. It's not for everyone. We know that. So our job is to interview and talk to people and find the right ones that this is for them. I tell people, not everyone's going to be a doctor. Not everyone's going to be a lawyer. You know, not everyone's going to be a teacher. So not everyone's going to be a network marketer. So let's not try to make everyone a network marketer. Let's go find the ones that are looking and don't even know they're looking for this type of business at times.
Exactly. I completely agree with everything you're saying. And the, you know, going to an office, I think the last year has made so many changes in, you know, with everyone. I think that that's why the timing is so perfect for this virtual business. So what do you think is the most important thing to achieving success in this business?
I think it's grit. It's a relentless grit, because you're really on your own doing it, right? You are your own boss. And that sometimes is your worst enemy, is you being your own boss, right? There's no one saying, Maria, you got to make 10 calls today, right? There's no one saying what I have to do. If I want this, I have to be disciplined, right? And I think it takes a certain type of grit, like just, you know, someone that want something bad enough that you're willing to learn it and take the action, that daily action. It cannot be something that I'm going to do a little bit today and then a little bit tomorrow and then a little bit next week and, you know, take 3 to 4 days off. It's like, no, you have to every day get up with, okay, who am I going to talk to today? Who am I going to reach out to? Who am I going to connect with? And you have to be disciplined to do that. And I think it takes this grittiness, like you just want it so badly. You see the vision, you see what you want your life to be, that you just have this little, I think network marketers just have this little grit that they can have been successful at many different things. But when you come into this and it's all on your shoulders, it's like, if this is going to work, it's not going to be handed to you. No one's going to give you, you know, all the different legs you need to make your business. They may help you a little, but there's a part that you have to take that ownership and do it. So, and I don't think without grit, you got to find that grit in you. I think everyone has it in us, and something has to kind of bring it to the surface. Like, what are you willing to bust your butt to do to get? Right? What are you really willing? How far are you willing to go? How many people are you willing to talk to? Right? So it's that grit that we have.
I agree. Love that.
Yeah, absolutely. That grit combined with that consistency that you talked about a little bit earlier. And that is what makes the difference. You know, a lot of people will look at someone who's achieved or accomplished something in this and wonder, what's the secret? You know, what's the magic thing to do? And there are no shortcuts. There's no shortcuts to anything that we really want in life. But consistency and that grit pays off in this business as well. So I'm so glad you shared that, Maria. As we wrap up, there's a couple of things we like to ask for fun. And one of them is, tell us about something that you're loving these days. What's making your life easier?
Well, in regards to the business, I have to tell you, it's been Zoom. I don't know where we would have been. You know, I wish I had been smart enough to buy their stock when they went IPO, because we already use Zoom. So when this world, this last year happened, it was just, okay, you just increase the activity on Zoom, right? Okay, we're not going to get together. We're not going to have the home meetings. We're not going to have, you know, the one-on-one coffee shops conversations, but you can have them all day on Zoom. So I think for our business, it has been like just having Zoom as to be able even to just, you know, be creative on how to connect with your team. We did, I can't think of it, like trivia. And it was all trivia related to, some of the leaders and the business and just, and so it was an interesting way to educate distributors at the same time as we were having this fun trivia that we would do. And so we got really creative on how to use this platform to stay connected to people. And it's worked, you know, it has worked that, you know, we can't wait for the live events to hug people and see them, but it has, you know, Zoom has been, I think, the little life savior here.
That's great. I love that trivia idea. I may be doing that. That sounds so much fun. So one of the things we love to spotlight too is I find that people that are drawn to this industry also love to give back, love to pay it forward. What's a cause or something that you're giving to these days?
It's children. So I have two charities here in Arizona, Child Crisis Arizona and HELP, Homeless Engagement Leadership Partnership. And it's all around, you know, helping homeless children through educating them, giving them food, snacks while they're in school. So it's always been in my heart. It's children that we give back. And it's funny that you say that. I love this question because it's funny how it happened because my son went to a Jesuit high school, and there was a mother's something that I was supposed to be at something at the school, and I missed it. So I ended up being in the church there by myself because I totally messed up the day, the time, but there was a reason for me to be there. And so while I was in there, I was just so full of gratitude for everything that was happening in my life, for the success in this business and everything that was happening. But I hadn't started to really give back. And I didn't know a lot of charities here in Arizona that I really connected with. And so I sat there and I said, okay, you know, I want to give back. And how can I give back? You know, show me the way. What is it that I should be giving back to? It was just right sitting there having this conversation. And then as soon as I got in my car, one of my distributors called me and she said, hey, you need to come and join this volunteer group of women that put on this huge gala event for this charity that helps children. And the tears just rolled down my face once again, because I was like, holy, I had never had a response back from God in the universe that fast. I asked for it. I got in my car. She called me and I'm like, I'm all in. And so I've had the opportunity to be on their board at one point in time. I mean, to really just help that organization. And part of, you know, my why and my goals today is how much I want to give back in charities. Like my husband and I sat and we looked at, we'd like to hit this number. It's a big number, but I know that I will get there because it's just going to, as everything grows and, you know, manifests itself, I will have the funds to give and to give back and help children.
That is so great. Isn't that beautiful? That's so great. Thank you. What a great, great story. I love that. We often talk about in my organization being six-figure givers, because that just resonates with me more than, I mean, I generate income to be generous. And that's what connects with me more so than, you know, just having some fancy title or some bunch of commas behind whatever the check is or whatever. It's not about that for me. It's about being able to pay it forward. And I love the like-minded and like-heartedness that we come across in this industry. I believe it attracts people to see good in others and want to be a change, want to be a force for change. So that's outstanding. I'm so happy for you. That's great. And it's been such a pleasure to meet you and to introduce you to our MLM You Decide audience. Is there anything else you want to share as we wrap up?
No, just thank you so much for letting me be part of this. I mean, I feel your passion of and giving this, you know, especially one of my goals is to have 100 women financially free, independent, you know, whether you're married or not, but just to have your own independence and to be, we give so much as women, you know, to our children, to our families, and we're always put ourselves last. So knowing what I know today, right, what we know today, being able to be part of this, that it could just make the decision for some, for one person, and to see the opportunity, to see that they can do this. I mean, I had no experience in this. And I listened to mentors, I learned, you know, I was coachable. So anyone can really do this. You just got to find what connects with you, what resonates. And you just got to have that grit. You got to stick with it, right? And what is, why do you want it? What's on that wish list of yours? Make, keep growing that wish list. So you keep growing that wish list and you keep growing yourself to get to where you want to get to in life and bless others along the way. Thank you, ladies. You're so amazing, both of you.
You are so amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with our guests. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. We hope you gained some clarity from today's show. If you did, please share it with your friends, family, and colleagues.
Because when you share it and drop a review, it helps other people find us and helps us get this message out. Please join us each week to hear from people who are in the trenches and have their own personal experience with this business. And if you'd like to learn more about this topic, subscribe to our show and visit our website. We'd also like to recommend two books co-authored by Janine Finney and her daughter, Lori Merhead, The Flip-Flop CEO and Does the Shoe Fit? The Guide to Help You Decide.
We invite you to join our Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn communities as well.
Be sure to tune in to our next episode because making a decision with only half the information could be the most expensive mistake you can make.